The following podcast is brought to you by the folks at GoodPoliticsRadio.com.
Here's something you might not know. iPod isn't just for rock and rollers and teeny boppers anymore. iPod is not just for disseminating music. It's now a way to receive information and opinions. As a matter of fact, you can now get the Chuck Harder radio program on iPod 24 hours a day, anytime, anywhere, and it's free. To find out how to use iPod and get the Chuck Harder Show on demand, go to ChuckHarderShow.com. www.ChuckHarderShow.com and find out how to use iPod so you can listen to Chuck Harder anytime, anywhere. Chuck Harder On Demand is brought to you by Good Politics Radio and the Talk Star Radio Network. Go to www.ChuckHarderShow.com for information on how to use iPod and iPod Chuck Harder.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
Chuck Harder.
There, Chuck Harder. Well, the dominoes are beginning to fall, and one of the things that always concerns me about a disaster is that, like Katrina and Rita, is the first thing you see is the disaster. There are actually towns on the coast, on the Gulf Coast, that no longer exist. Hundreds of thousands of people without power. In other areas, the transmission lines and the substations are just simply gone. The power company says it may take 3 months to restore power in some areas of the Gulf Coast. In other areas, there's nothing left to restore. Well, that was the initial disaster of Katrina and Rita. Terrible disaster. But now the dominoes are falling. Let me give you a little tiny one. My wife went grocery shopping this morning, and she came back and she said, "Hey, there's no Folgers coffee on the shelf." Now, we have a coffee grinder, and we very much like to buy the whole bean Folgers. They've got a couple different flavors. Hazelnut, etc., and we enjoy it. There wasn't any. No Folgers coffee. I read this morning on one of the wire services that at the Folgers plant site, which I believe is shut down, FEMA is trying to build a trailer city, and they're trying to get the local government, etc., to give them the permission to put the trailers in. Then I learned something earlier today that I found rather interesting. FEMA has chartered 4 cruise ships to use as temporary housing at the Port of New Orleans for the cleanup workers, etc. There is debate as to how many people are actually using the ships. And there is also a concern that the government is paying $1,200 a week per person to be on board the ship that is not going anywhere. And there's all kinds of talk about, did the United States government get screwed or what have you. And then we learn that the Greek government offered to donate two complete cruise ships that they have for humanitarian relief that would have cost the United States of America nothing. But for some reason, they were turned down by FEMA. Or they were not accepted as of this moment, to the best of my knowledge. Now, I have written all kinds of letters to Homeland Security. This is before the hurricanes, mentioning their communications problems and mentioning the communications problems in the United States of America. And I say this as a guy who's been in radio since I was in high school, circa 1960. And all I get back is form letters. And, well, send a letter to the FCC, they said. So I sent letters to the FCC. Didn't even get back a form letter from the FCC. So then Katrina and Rita hit, and what happens? You guessed it. Nobody can communicate. Now, I have never seen a government that is as big as it is, and it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger by the day, that is so screwed up. Between both the Republicans and the Democrats, Washington, D.C. has become nothing but a money bucket for special interest to euchre the taxpayer. And boy, have they been doing it. One company from Alaska, who apparently has very effective lobbyists, got a no-bid contract to provide portable school rooms for the schools affected on the Gulf Coast that need them. The contract is for more than double what the rooms actually cost if you buy them from a supplier. And a couple of suppliers actually had them on hand, contacted the company, and the company said, nah, we don't want them from you. Now, the company can't build them because they don't even own a saw, from what I understand. Can you imagine how screwed up this entire mess is? I'll give you some more information when we come back about the dominoes that just keep falling. Chuck Arter on TalkStar.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison, who they call the Arthritis Lady, gives you her name and tells you her story. In July 1979, Margie was amazed when her doctor uttered the words, "Arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." What a difference from what she'd heard for 43 years, that there was no cure for arthritis. We don't have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Lord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. RUFREE1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
Chuck Harder for the people. Glad to be with you. You know, it's amazing to me, just absolutely amazing to me, some of the things that have been going on in the news. Let me start out, if I may, with some of the stuff I saw on the news wires this morning. And it's a lot of it is really, really heartbreaking. By the way, if you want to jump in, our toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Anyhow, so I'm reading all of these stories, and they tell about the families that have been dislocated. And what New Orleans is going to look like in the future? And the answer is, no one is quite sure. No one is quite sure. Much of the Ninth Ward that was flooded, and of course a lot of New Orleans was flooded to 10-foot deep sections occupied by people of all colors. But those buildings are going to have to be bulldozed. And I believe Dillard University, the water was also about 10 foot deep in most of their buildings. Now, the Superdome, if you remember, was above sea level. I mean, it did not get flooded. And believe it or not, it's been cleaned up. I saw a video on one of the news channels of the fact that they had teams in there. And they took out, I don't know how many tons and tons and tons of trash and cleaned out the restrooms and what have you. And apparently they've got to fix the roof because the roof still leaks and they've got a terrible mold problem. But they think the Superdome can be saved. They think. They think. Many, many other buildings in New Orleans are not going to be saved. Whether you think so or not, they're just not. When you get a building that's got 8 or 10 foot of water in it, and the water is brackish water with toxic sludge in it, that building can't be saved. I mean, you got to tear out the studs. I mean, I went through that once. So New Orleans, in my opinion, based upon my lifetime, is going to be a work in progress for 3 to 5 years, at the least. And maybe in 5 years you might have 300,000 people living there, if they can rebuild the levee system to stand a Cat 5, because there's another one coming someday, someday. But the untold story is all of the people in South Florida who are still living in FEMA trailer cities or living in a terribly damaged home or a terribly damaged building, or they've just simply left. It amazes me. It just absolutely amazes me. The values that they're trying to get for Florida real estate, when the state of Florida, which I live in, has suffered something like 220 hurricanes since they've been keeping track. I mean, that's a lot of hits, ladies and gentlemen. But getting back to the people trying to clean up New Orleans and the cruise ships and temporary housing, this is all absolutely a nightmare. For one thing, what do you do? Now stop. Just stop and think. They've got all these trailer parks in South Florida of people who lost everything they had. And they're living in these little travel trailers, and some of the trailer parks have like 500 or 1,000 trailers. What do they do all day? There's no jobs for them to go to. Some may have jobs. But what do they do all day? Have you ever lived in a travel trailer? Well, it's okay if you don't have any pets, and it's maybe just you and one other person. But you try to put a family in a travel trailer, and let me tell you something, you're bumping into each other. Now, the thing that amazes me is, why did they not use the closed bases? There was an article some time ago, I believe it was in the New York Times, about all of the closed facilities that the United States government owns. I'm talking about Army, Navy, Air Force bases, and they're nice. I mean, you know, you could open the door and move in tomorrow. Why aren't they being used? Why would we not use facilities that we already own instead of renting cruise ships and paying $1,200 a week for somebody to stay there? Now, I can understand that in some emergency. But I got to tell you, I really think somebody is asleep at the switch at FEMA and at Homeland Security. Or else there's such a good old boy and good old girl network going on there that is, quite frankly, what we would just simply call thuggin'. I mean, it's even, you know, it's not like, you know, larceny would be a kind word. This is just thuggin'. This is the kind of screwing of the taxpayer that you would expect the mob to pull off. As a matter of fact, the mob would probably be much more generous. It is amazing to me how paralyzed our government is with this situation. And why do they hire a company from Alaska, which is owned by partly owned by an Indian tribe up there? Why do they hire that company to do what local companies could have done for less than 50 cents on the dollar? Why didn't they accept the two Greek cruise ships for free? Think about it. I'm Chuck Carter for the people on TalkStar. More to come.
Do you have a legal need that can be solved with a do-it-yourself legal form prepared by a competent attorney? Well, how about over 10,000 legal forms? Well, check out www.chuckcartershow.com for all kinds of state and federal forms for every legal need. Wills, divorce papers, advanced health directives, copyright issues. You'll find information on bankruptcy, loans, legal demands, over 10,000 legal forms in all. You can order quickly and easily online. These forms are designed to help protect your rights and save you time and money. Just visiting this site with over 10,000 legal forms is interesting and informative. Each form is prepared by attorneys and offered with a no-risk, 100% money-back guarantee. So when you need legal forms of any kind, go to www.chuckcartershow.com. That's chuckcartershow.com. Remember, www.chuckcartershow.com, where you can link up with over 10,000 legal forms online.
If you have more than $7,500 in credit card debt, listen to these shocking facts. Debt can ruin your life. A great number of all marriages end in divorce due to financial problems. Many American families are only a few paychecks away from bankruptcy. There are secret programs that credit card companies don't want you to know about that will eliminate your debt. If you are drowning in credit card debt, there is a way out. Debt Relief of America can negotiate directly with your creditors to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. Learn how to avoid bankruptcy and get more cash in your pocket. Call Debt Relief of America for a free debt analysis by one of their debt relief specialists. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264. For your free information, call now. 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264.
there is another bunch of dominoes that are falling, and I'm going to tell you what they are. Here in the state of Florida, one of the biggest businesses is tourism. Now, do you think for a minute that people are going to jump on a plane, fly to an airport in Florida, and rent a car if they don't think they can get gasoline? Let me give you an example. When my wife went to buy groceries this morning, she stopped to buy gasoline. Well, there was no regular gasoline available, so she had to buy the next higher grade and pay an extra dime a gallon. She paid $3.19 a gallon, $3.19. And then when she went to pay the bill, she was told by the gasoline attendant that the prices were going to go up tonight 20 cents a gallon. So tomorrow they will be $3.40 a gallon here in some parts of Florida. Now, I don't know what the prices are going nationwide, but you and I both know that something like 23 to 25% of the refining capacity in the United States is shut down. Worse than that, the natural gas system in the United States is in terrible peril. The main supply route, which goes through, believe it or not, New Orleans, is shut down. The cost of a unit of natural gas, and they figure it in, I think it's 1,000 feet or something like that. It's in a certain unit. Used to be $2. $2. As of the time I left to do the broadcast today, it was at $12.39 for the same unit of natural gas. And they didn't even know if it would be available. A number of articles say that if it cost you $500 to heat your home last year, it may cost $1,500 this year. Again, the dominoes just keep falling. Now, why did this happen? Have you ever stopped and thought, we knew in 1973, it was Jimmy Carter who didn't do a whole lot right, but one of the things he did right was to try to get this country to alternative energy. General Motors actually made and leased cars out in California called the EV1, and the people who had them loved them. All electric, no motor, all electric. What they did is when they came home at night, they plugged them in, and they charged them up overnight, and next morning they were good to go. And General Motors picked up these cars and took them off lease because they said they didn't want to maintain them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here was a test program in California that was a resounding success of all electric vehicles. Now, a lot of homes had two vehicles, one vehicle for long trips, but the EV1s were used with if you were going within a 100-mile radius, no problem. The EV1 had enough power to go within 100 miles, 50 miles one way and 50 miles another. So if you knew what your trip was, you got in your EV1 in the morning and you took off. And you never stopped at a gas station. And General Motors stopped it. Why? I cannot answer that. The people who are losing their EV1 cars are up in arms about it. They're really mad because they loved them. Why is it that this country can't understand the predicament we're in? And why is it that our government hasn't said to NASA, forget going to the moon, get us out of this energy crunch. Put all your scientists to work on it now. Not tomorrow. Now. What we need in Washington, D.C. is leaders that lead us instead of stick us and bleed us, as Steve Voss would say. I'm Chuck Carter on TalkStar. What a disgrace.
The views expressed on this podcast do not necessarily represent the views of the folks at goodpoliticsradio.com. We welcome your comments about this podcast and would like to hear from you. For Good Politics Radio, this is Don Llewellyn. Thanks for listening.